Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The left fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting third. The right fielder, Wes Covington. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Tony Gonzalez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lee Walls. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clay Dalrymple. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ruben Amaro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chris Short. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Chris Short. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Heist. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Andre Rogers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Burkell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Cardwell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Don Cardwell. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Callison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Taylor moves to third. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it and throws to second for the out. Taylor scores. One out. It's 1-0, Phillies. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Gonzalez takes first base on ball four. Covington moves to second. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Walls is called out on strikes. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Heist hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kindle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heist moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Amaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Short is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Short hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Rogers hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gonzalez. Rogers reaches second base with a double. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bertel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rogers moves to third. Don Cardwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Cardwell takes first base on ball four. Bertel moves to second. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Heist is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heist hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kindle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Covington. Kindle reaches second base with a double. Rogers scores. Bertel scores. Cardwell moves to third. It's 2-1, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks is walked intentionally. George Altman is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cardwell scores. Kindle scores. Banks moves to second. It's 4-1, Cubs. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball four. Banks moves to third. Altman moves to second. Frank Sullivan now pitching. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Callison batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Callison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Callison takes first base on ball four. Taylor moves to second. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Covington is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Covington hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first, with Cardwell covering, for the out. Taylor moves to third. Callison moves to second. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Taylor scores. Callison moves to third. It's 4-2, Cubs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dallas Green now pitching. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rogers hits a fly ball into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bertel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cardwell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cardwell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Clay Dalrymple batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Dalrymple is 0 for 1 in the game. Dalrymple hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Heist. Dalrymple reaches second base with a double. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Amaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Amaro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dalrymple moves to third. Dallas Green is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Green is called out on strikes. 1 out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to home to get Dalrymple. Amaro moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Callison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Heist is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heist hits a line drive into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kindle is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wall scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kindle for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Covington is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Walls is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Walls hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Altman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a pop-up towards first. Wall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Dalrymple is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Dalrymple hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Amaro hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dallas Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a line drive into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rogers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Burkell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Burkell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burkell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rogers moves to second. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cardwell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cardwell strikes out. One out. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Heist is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Heist hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Green fields it and throws to second for the out. Rogers moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heist. The throw from Dalrymple and he is safe. Heist steals second. Jerry Kindle batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Kindle is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rogers scores. Heist moves to third. It's 5-2, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Heist scores. Kindle moves to third. It's 6-2, Cubs. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Callison. Banks reaches second base with a double. Kindle scores. It's 7-2, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Altman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wall scoops it up and throws to first, with Green covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Callison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Callison takes first base on ball 4. Taylor moves to second. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Covington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heist throws the ball into Kindle, who tags Covington trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Taylor scores. Callison moves to third. One out. It's 7-3, Cubs. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gonzalez is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Gonzalez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Callison scores. It's 7-4, Cubs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Walls is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Gonzalez moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0-3 in the game. Santo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, Cubs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Rogers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Callison. Rogers reaches second base with a double. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bertel is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bertel hits a fly ball into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cardwell is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Cardwell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Phillies 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Sammy Taylor now catching. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Dalrymple hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-5, Cubs. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Amaro is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Amaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow pinch hits for Dallas Green. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Vallow strikes out. 2 outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Taylor is 3-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Callison is 1-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Callison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taylor moves to third. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Covington is 1-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Covington hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Phillies 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Baldschun now pitching. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Heist is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Heist takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 3-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Kindle bunts towards the mound. Baldschun fields it and throws to first for the out. Heist moves to second. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Callison. Banks reaches second base with a double. Heist scores. It's 9-5, Cubs. George Altman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Altman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Banks moves to third. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Phillies 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Walls hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Smith is 0-for-4 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 9, and Philadelphia Phillies, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.